For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Welcome, everyone. So we're beginning Chapter 8. We're moving along. There are two or three things at the very end of Chapter 7 that I'll just review. I was telling you the one verse, verse 27, that has my initials, that begins with the R and ends with Reuven. But there are different things people take from that verse, but one of the main ideas in that verse 27 is that he says, the one thing that I found is that one by one, sometimes people, they think that you got to do big things, that are the big things in life, that's what really counts. And he said that sometimes the lesson is that you go one by one. This really is the lesson of Jacob's dream in last week's Parsha, that he's shown a ladder. And a ladder, if you try to climb two or three rungs at the same time, you're going to fall off. But if you go one step at a time, eventually you'll get... most of life, it's not always the big, you know, fancy, you know, super-duper, you know, you say the Shema and you give up your life for Hashem. We don't always get those big, you know, sometimes it's the one more mitzvah and the one more good deed and the one more, you know, kindness or the one more learning or the one, it's just one by one. Sometimes a person belittles, you know, it's just a little thing, but it's those little things are what add up. And so that's the, it sounds like a, you know, that's an obvious type of thing, but sometimes people forget that you just, you know, not just another one and another one and another, and before you know it, you look around and look what you got. You know, that's something that he might be describing. What's interesting on this next verse also, he was talking about that it's hard to find a person one in a thousand, and a woman one in a thousand he didn't find. And we mentioned that out of all of his wives, he had a thousand wives. He didn't have one that was that he felt was perfect for him, suited for him, or was. I don't know what the right word would be.
A soulmate.
Yes, it could be. Sometimes people have too many, means they don't enjoy what they have. You know, it's like a person that has three cars or whatever. You know, some people they, but. I saw interesting that he was saying, some people he says that he was referring to Abraham and Sarah, that one in a thousand you could find a person like Abraham, but to find somebody like Sarah he never found. In other words, like a person as righteous as that. In other words, ve ha'isha, like the woman, the he was referring to a specific person. And so somebody, we have a tradition that Sarah was even greater than Avraham. And so he's saying that one in a thousand, you know, we had an Avraham Avinu, but somebody else like a Sarah we'll never find again, you know, like somebody that stood out in that way. We sometimes in our own lives, sometimes we feel that we're the only ones doing the right things sometimes. In other words, there are a very small amount of people doing what they're supposed to. And we get frustrated by that because we look around and we say, where is everyone? Why doesn't everybody see? And what we don't realize is that the world rests on the individual shoulders. It could be that there are individuals that are doing the right thing and the entire world exists in their merit. It's like the fact that, you know, look what everybody else is doing and no one else seems to notice, that doesn't faze us. The world exists just because of sometimes it can just be one or two people or a dozen people or even though there's 2 billion people, it's just a person has to, it could just be one person doing the right thing, what he thinks, you know, and that's a unique thing. People aren't aware sometimes what their sacrifices accomplish. It could just be a person is doing the on their shoulders are rest of the world. And then finally, the last verse in chapter 8, it talks about how a person was created straight, and then they get crooked. In other words, like most people start off with a certain sense of truth and a certain sense of righteousness, and then somehow they get entangled. It's almost like a knot, or they They have many intrigues. In other words, people tend to get crooked. Sometimes there is an idea, like sometimes they say this with Passover, where we get back to just bread and water, like very back to the basics, or even on Sukkot, where we go out of our house and we just we don't have a fancy roof. We have just some nature above us. Sometimes we need to start over. We need to go back to the simple things. Because as life gets more and more complicated, we sometimes forget the easy lessons. And so,
do you know what goes on here at Pesach? Yes, you know.
Yeah, that's, you're right. It's not simple, but I'm just saying. But the idea of just having the very few ingredients, and part of the problem is that we have a hard time accepting just fruit and vegetables and meat and potatoes. And who can live? We have to have we have to find a way to make things that look like pastries and look like comets. And we have to, because life is, how could we exist if we don't have a Passover bagel? Or we don't have a. There's the idea of life could really be very simple, and just having family and having having some basic foods, and everything would be fine. But sometimes we get twisted in them. So it's true, every husband wants a fancy meal, but really, what we need to learn is sometimes it's the simple things in life. I went for a walk yesterday without having to wear my glasses. It was just wonderful, just being able to see and not having to clean my glasses, not having to just be able not to run into a wall or whatever, just to enjoy the world. It was amazing. So, okay, chapter 8. Mi kachacham umi yodea pesher. Who can be like a wise person? It's very interesting. In the English doesn't quite convey the Hebrew over here. Mine says, who is like the wise man? Mi kehacha, who can be like a wise person? It's interesting, in Hebrew, the word, when we talk about a scholar, we call him a Talmud Chacham. A word Talmud means a student, like a Talmud Torah. So when we talk about a scholar, we're talking about a student of wisdom. It doesn't mean a wise person is not a person who's an encyclopedia. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have all the information there is in the world, but it's a person who's always growing. That's who are really a wise. The wise person is a person who always wants to grow and always wants to learn more. That's really the wise person. It's not the person that just knows everything. Mika Chacham, who is like a wise person? Umiyade, and who knows how to solve things? Dvar chachmas adam, when a person has wisdom, ta'ir panav, it lights up his face. In other words, a person's wisdom, a person who seeks wisdom, it brightens it. It gives life a certain meaning to try to learn things. There's a certain joy in trying to learn. V'oz panav yeshuna, and his outlook is different. There are some people, they're very content. They finish school and then that's it. They're done learning. They don't see life as the one more step or that ladder where they're continually walking up. They are exactly the same as they were. They don't see life about growth. And so the wise person, a person that always wants to grow, when he discovers something new, it lightens up his face. Then he continues the following. This could be understood in different ways. He's going to talk about listening to the king. So it could be that he's talking about following the rules, being somebody that keeps the laws, doesn't... there are people that... they used to say it, I won't say about who, from certain people from a certain country, if they shake your hand, you have to count your fingers. Because there's certain people that it would just... crooked or whatever, like they just, it never occurs to them to tell the truth. They would rather, they don't even know why anymore. Like, they're always thinking, what answer should I give? It never would occur to them that they should actually just maybe be honest and say it the way it is. There's some people that are so, just twisted. They're always looking to, go around the system, that it just doesn't occur to them, maybe I should just do the rules or do what it says or just be a... So there is a lot to be said for people trying to work within a system, not trying to break the rules. You know, being a loyal citizen, being somebody who, like somebody who says, you really follow the speed limits? Well, there's a good reason for that. You know, the rules are there for a reason. Even though, you know, sometimes you need to bend certain rules, maybe, it's a good idea to, there's value to being a loyal, you know, person that follows the rules. It could be that the king over here is Hashem. And in many times, most of the people, I would say, do learn that. So he says, Ani pi hamelech shamor. I'm careful with the things that Hashem says. There are a lot of times that people know, you know, Hashem says not to be arrogant. But we all know people that are arrogant. You know, it's, Hashem says, I can't stand people that are arrogant. But there's still people that look down at others. What do you mean? Hashem says it's detestable, somebody that, it's like worshiping idols. It's like a terrible thing when people feel holier than thou or look down at other people. But Hashem says not to get angry. Anger is considered but that doesn't mean people aren't careful with what Hashem says. They're not careful with what Hashem wants. So he says, Ani, me, pi ha-melech shamor, I'm careful with what Hashem says. Va'div shvuas Elokim. And he sees them as a promise. It's like an oath that sometimes people only do things if they've given their word. And so he sees it like, I'm keeping my word, I'm trying to follow the rules. Al-Tival Mifanov. Don't, when you're in front of the king, don't walk away quickly. This, by the way, you're not supposed to run out of shul. You know, like you're not supposed to. There, some people feel there's a mitzvah to hurry to shul, you know, like to walk a little quicker or to do. But when on the way out, you're not supposed to, like, even when they get an aliyah, they're supposed to walk back, like, slowly or like. When a person, you don't want to make it seem like you can't wait can't wait till you can go home or can't wait to run out of shul. That's not a good thing. That's a. We have a tradition that when we got the Torah at Har Sinai, which was an unbelievable moment in our history. That was the moment where we said we will do, and we will listen, and we received the whole Torah, and we were like angels. Really, the whole Jewish people. We perceived God. You have to be a very holy person to like really. You know, like see God, and you know, like the entire men, women, children, the entire people perceive God at Har Sinai. If that's true, so when do we fall off? It says that when we left Har Sinai, there was a little bit of a stampede towards the door, so to speak. It says that we left Har Sinai. So Rashi, the Medrash says over there, like a child runs away from school. In other words, some people had the feeling, wow, you know, you got to keep Shabbos, and you got to keep kosher, and you got Yom Kippur, and you got, so some people, 610, 611, 612, 613, quick, let's get out of here before we get more mitzvahs, you know, like there was some feeling that we, it's interesting, sometimes on Yom Kippur, you know, we know that we're hungry, we know that we're thirsty. If you're not careful, you can run. You know, you could feel like you need to push on the way. It's the same thing by the Kiddush table. You know, there's the people, you know, davening, they're thirsty, they're hungry, they've been sitting a long time, and there's all that good food. And it's so easy, like we can, you know, we see the children, they can't help themselves. Like you can get stampeded. And unfortunately, there are adults also who it never... if you've ever tried it, you can, if you know ahead of time and you tell yourself, you know what, the extra 30 seconds that it is till I get the food, you know, for me to push forward and push ahead of that person, it's not going to make a difference. You know, if I break the fast a minute later and I don't run out of shul and I don't run over to the people with the wheelchairs, it's not going to, you know, it's not that minute of extra fasting, it's not going to, and if you tell yourself, it really doesn't. You know, you can really, you know, like tell you, all right, so, you know, that I'm not saying that you should, you know, there's a mitzvah to fast extra long, or there's a, you know, you shouldn't go into the Kiddush as soon as you can. But if you're not careful, there's a certain push. And some of those people, they're wonderful people. They came to shul, they're fasting Yom Kippur. But somehow, at those moments when they're in a rush, they can push people. They can run over the wheelchair. There's a certain momentum of being in a rush where you can do something wrong just because they're in a rush. They just a certain, I know, you know, they're thinking all day long, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm hurt, you know, and then comes all of a sudden on the way out of, you know, they push in front. Well, it's not nice to push in front of people. You know, it's just not, we don't like grabbing food or whatever. That's not our, you know, this is holy. This is a spiritual day. So his advice is don't be in a rush when you leave. Don't be in a rush to leave. That's a, next. Al tamu b'davara. We all make mistakes and do something bad. Sometimes people think once they've sinned, it's too late for them. No, don't stick with something bad. Just because you did something bad doesn't mean you have to continue. Some people would say, like, if a person ate something that maybe wasn't as kosher as it should be, don't lick your lips. Like, you don't have to enjoy it. There's a certain level. Some people feel that once they've done something wrong, they continue to do it wrong. Because why? Because that's the way they did it until now. No, you don't have to continue doing something wrong. Don't stay. Al tama, don't stay in the same place with something bad. Ki kol asher yachfut, yeah, because we have free choice. We can, people sometimes feel that there's no hope for me, or I did something wrong and that prevents me from doing a good thing. That's not who I am, or that's not, no, don't, there's no reason the person, no, nobody's stuck. Kasher devar melech shulton, and, the rule of the king, the rule of Hashem, that's the law. Miyom lo matasa. So no one's going to say to you, what are you doing? In other words, a person has to think about that. Verse 5. Now, sometimes you do the right thing and you think you'll get in trouble. Shomer mitzvah lo yada davara. If you do the right thing, don't worry about it. Things will work out. Shomer mitzvah, a person that guards a mitzvah, he's not going to know. They always say nobody ever became poor from doing charity. You know, you don't lose out in life. There's an interesting thing in the Ten Commandments. There's only one of the Ten Commandments which promises a reward, and that's for honoring your parents. It says that if a person kavedes avicha esimecha, and it says that a person will be rewarded with a long life. So they ask the question, why specifically for honoring your parents is a person rewarded with a long life? And one of the reasons given is that it's very time consuming to honor your parents. They takes a lot of, you know, take them to appointments and spend time with them. And so sometimes people feel like they're missing out on life if they take care of their parents. Hashem says, no, you honor your parents, you'll live long. You know, you don't lose when you do a mitzvah. Don't feel that you're missing out. Something you're going to miss something if you spend time with taking care of that. A person does a mitzvah, he's not going to know. There's no. It's almost a guarantee. Lo yada davara. Nothing. Nobody ever got harmed by doing a mitzvah. He'll never know from a bad thing. The ace mishpat yadeh lev chacham. And when it comes time for justice, then we're going to know what's going on in a person's heart. Verse 6. Ki l'kol chefetz yesh esu mishpat. And for all objects and for all things, there is justice, and there will be a time where everything will be weighed. And we'll, maybe right now, a person, it seems like the people that are who aren't doing a mitzvah are doing well. No, every eventually, ki ra'os adam rabo olav. The person does bad things, eventually it weighs down on him. It overwhelms him. Verse 7, ki ein yedea mashu yiyah. A person sometimes doesn't think what will happen. He doesn't realize that, talking about like people that break the rules, you know, sometimes they say, oh, this is harmless, and one of the problems of that they have with marijuana is that it became like many people ignore the rules on those, now it's already legal in certain states, but in college or not, even in high school, even 40 years ago, people were already smoking marijuana and pot. But it's not even the idea of, its idea is once you ignore the rules, it was such a fine line between a mild drug and a mild problem and breaking much heavier rules. And we all knew people that started off, it's like they started off with one cigarette or now and then, and they said, oh, I'm not going to get addicted, or I'm not, and the drugs, once a person gets used to breaking the law or doing something not so terrible, you know, even Obama did marijuana in high school or whatever, college, whatever it was, right? But once a person starts, it weighs down on them. They don't realize where it's going to lead. And so you can't sit and argue, well, this one time they smoked and did it harm anything? Did it hurt anything? They ignored this one rule. Sometimes there's certain, you know, Judaism has a lot of rules. So, like, let's say you ignore one rule. So what's the big deal? It's only one rule. We do so many others. But sometimes when you ignore one, it just opens the door to start ignoring and doing more and more and more. And before a person realizes, it's many. And he's strayed. And he doesn't realize where it's gonna lead. Nobody tells a person, nobody gets a voice that says, okay, this is too much. You've broken too many rules. I only went 5 miles over the speed limit. 5 is okay, 6 is not. Or 10 is okay, 11 is. A person, there's no one that tells a person exactly where to stop. A person has to be very careful with the rules. Eid on Mishala Baruah. And a person, he develops goes with a wind. He develops a movement and he can't control it. The kalo es ruach, and he doesn't control his spirit. Bein shiltem b'yom avavus, and also a person doesn't know how much time he has. There are a lot of people, they always tell themselves later. In other words, well, I haven't studied that much now, but sometime in the future I will. or I don't spend so much time with my family now, but I will. I plan on it. I haven't done that much for my community, my shul. But most people really mean well, but they don't get around to it. And nobody knows how much life we have. There's no nobody knows what the time factor is. Bein mishlachas b'melchama, and when a person's at war, he can't say, time out, I want to take a break right now. I need a shower, I need this, I need... Life is a battle, and it doesn't work that way. Below Yamola, Russia, Albalov. If a person is doing the wrong things, he's not going to be saved. So a person has to be very careful with life. As Kol Zeri'isi. And King Solomon, he observed this, he saw this in people. V'nasen es leiv. And I thought about it. I put my heart to it. L'kola masa sher nasid. I looked at what was going on in the world. And his wording is always interesting when he talks about underneath the sun. It's very interesting how he always... I looked at what's going on under the sun. Sometimes people rule over... feels like he's important by stepping on someone else. And he thinks that that'll be good for him. But you know what? That's not good for him. You don't get anywhere by stepping on other people. And so, sometimes people in this world think the way for them to advance is by bad-mouthing others or by I'm better than him. And it's very natural, too, that children sometimes, they think if someone else loses, so I win, But that's to a person's detriment. V'chein isi rishon kavurim. And sometimes there are wicked people, and the bad ones die, and ubal mamakum kodesh, and they get replaced. In other words, sometimes you hope that the politicians are like that. You get one bad one, and then the next one's even worse, or there's other people to replace them. This next verse is very interesting. The commentators are very confused by it a little bit. Exactly, there are a few different ways to learn it, but we're saying that I've seen that sometimes the wicked people die, and the holy people take their place. The people that came from a holy spot replace the wicked people. V'yishtachu bi'ir asher, and people are forgotten, or the people that are holy are gone, and it seems like nobody remembers them. Asher kein yasu gam zehevel, it seems like the good things that they did are gone. Asher ein nasa piska maisa hara mehera. And sometimes when people do bad, nothing happens to them. Nothing quick seems to happen. You know, we live in a world of terrorism. There's a lot of evil characters out there, and they seem to get away with bad things. You have to have a little patience. Eventually they'll get their punishment, but it doesn't happen quickly. You know, people join evildoers because they say, oh, you know, they could do these kinds of things and nothing will happen. But they're making a big mistake. Verse 12, Shechot Osara Me'es Umarachol. Sometimes it seems like they're doing the wrong things and they get away with it. It happens a long time. Ki gam yodea niyashayya tov. But a person has to realize that in the future that it'll be good for people that fear Hashem, asher yiru mafanav. A person should never think, well, I see people that cheat, and they seem to be doing fine. I see other people, they break the rules, and they're doing real well. And I'm the only sucker that's doing everything right, and things don't go so well for me. I'm trying to be, you know, honest, and it seems like the people that are breaking all the rules and the people that are bad, they seem to be enjoying life. The person is not really seeing the full picture. The Tov lo yeh l'rash, you have to see the future. It's not going to be good for that wicked person or the bad person in the future. Below Yaruch Yamim, and he won't have length of days. It's like the shade, it just disappears.
But that's forgetting the another way. I mean, we do believe that. So, to an extent, it shouldn't matter here because you're building for there.
That's right. But everybody.
But I don't hear him saying any of that.
I think he's saying that. In other words, in verse 13, where he says, it'll be good for the people that fear Hashem. So people always ask, you know, I always tell people, you know, you're going to get riches and you have the bank account up there. So they want to see the bank account up there. You know, where is the, how much do I make? You know, where are those riches? Where is the, person needs to have patience for the good.
That's when we learn about Emunah.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know.
That's right. That's right. But sometimes people, they look around in the world and they say, you know, the people that are breaking all the rules, they seem to be having a good time. And so maybe they could join them, or maybe it doesn't pay to there are these, especially people that live in places where there's lawlessness or there's ISIS or these other violent groups. People want to join them because it looks like they have power and it looks like they can do whatever they want and they... But it won't last forever. Eventually their judgment comes. 14. Yeshabo Shinasal Ortesher. He says there is a certain thing that's futile, a certain thing that if you look at is frustrating. And that's the following. And this, by the way, it says even Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered by this. And what is that? Yesh Adikim Hashem Megil and Kamai. There's really good people who seem to be getting treatment like they're bad people. Like, these are the best people, and look, they have terrible things happen to them, you know? And then there's bad people, Shemagiyu Elayim Kamaisa Siddiqim, and they seem to be getting their treatment of the righteous. If you look in the world, this can be very frustrating. Eev, if you remember the Eev, if you took out a letter in his name, it spells Oyev, enemy. So he thought, you know, maybe God got the wrong address. You know, why is God sending me all this trouble? You know, why? Maybe he got confused. You know, maybe he just couldn't understand why would he, with such a righteous person, why was he going through so much? And that's something King Solomon says, that you see that in the world. Amarti shigam zehevel. And basically, a person can't judge the world by you can't see who's feeling the best, or who has the best health, or who doesn't have the best health, or who seems to be successful, who doesn't seem to be successful. Sometimes there are righteous people that seem to be dealt a very hard lot, and sometimes there are wicked people that life seems to be going very good for them. But that's a mistake. So what do you do? What does a person do? If you're perfectly righteous, you can't necessarily expect that everything in life will be easy for you just because you're doing the right things. So then, but isn't that why we're righteous? Because we want it to be good? So he says, Simcha. He says, you want to work on joy. You want praise a person who learns how to enjoy things, to be happy. There's no better things for a person that a person, if he's able to eat and able to drink, and be happy with it. There's a certain quality of being satisfied with life, of being able to enjoy life. And if a person can acquire that, so life is work. It's v'hu yilva ba'amolo. It's really, there's a pasuk that says that we're all created to work. You know, life, no one said, life for everyone is hard. Every morning you wake up and you got things to do and they're not, it's not always pleasant. It's not, work is, the kids are sometimes surprised, you know, when they go to work and, you know, it's work. It's not meant to be, no one said that, you know, they think school is hard, but once I get out there and I got to go, it's called work for a reason. It's amola. But if a person learns how to be happy in his work, so then that's a blessing. And that's a person can learn how to, there are people that work very hard and they're able to enjoy it. All the days of a person's life.
Bamo, you may share nothing. Okay, he's talking about attitude.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Yes. Mm-hmm. Everything is a person's attitude,
yeah.
And you can meet two people in the same situation, and some people are very happy with it, and their life looks like everything is great, and then other people, everything is awful. It's interesting. You see this all in all areas of life. Even people that you can meet, two wealthy people who seem to have everything going for them, and one is very happy and one is very upset. You know, or the
but
same.
This came up yesterday, and I was thinking in my parents or in-laws generation, you didn't want to give a kanahara.
Uh-huh, right.
I mean, nothing could be too good.
Uh-huh.
And they believed that.
Yeah. They. I guess they didn't. They expected if it was too good, they knew that was going to.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, right. Once a person starts expecting things, then life is hard because they don't always meet expectations. So you just, if a person learns to just, I've got food, I've got drink, I'm able to work, and I'm able to get up in the morning. So that's a present from Hashem. If you're interesting in last week's parsha where Yaakov makes a deal with Hashem, he says, Hashem, if you give me food to eat, lechem, and clothing to wear, then I'm yours, then I'm going to do everything. That's all he asks for. He doesn't ask for, you know, servants and sheep and, you know, nice to have. He just says, I'll have what to eat and I have clothing to wear. That's it. That's all I need. And you know, in our life, you know, we our lives are just so much more complicated. You need the cell phone, and you need to have good reception, and you need to have, and you need a good health insurance plan. Then you need a gap to cover the difference between that and the plan. And then you need and there's like so many things that need to go right in our lives. I learned this Pesach time because everybody wants to use all their creature comforts for Pesach. They need to have, it's not good enough if there's a toothpaste you can use for Pesach, but it's not the toothpaste that I usually like to use. Or the mouthwash I want to know about my mouthwash and my toothpaste and my shampoo and my perfume and makeup. It's almost an American thing where you have 25 kinds of toothpaste, you know? Literally, where you have the one that's for the mouth and for the whitening and for the and then the antiperspirant. You don't just have deodorant; it could smell like this or it could smell like that. But once we get used to it a certain way, if they don't have the one that we're used to, then you know it's not the right ketchup. My children, they don't like Pesach ketchup. You know, it's just ketchup. It's the same thing. When I grew up, it never occurred to me that there's more than, it's ketchup. But they know exactly, it's not the same thing. Right. With a different way of looking at it. So we have like, if a person just realizes, you know, I'm able to eat, I'm able to drink, and I'm happy, and I'm able to work, so then I'm happy with what goes on in the world. So let's just do one more verse here, 16. Kasha nisati eskli, you know what, I set my mind to it. It's very interesting, you know, it's talking about motivating. I put my mind to it to know what's the right, you know, a person can learn this. It's a wisdom. Lero says to see things that are done in the world, ki biyomu v'layla shenba, and You know what? I guess it's starting a new thought about doing things day and night and keeping busy. But we'll stop here on verse 16.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.